Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee and join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Song that we all really, really, really need, isn't it? Bring Back Summer.
Yeah, and that's by Ray Dan featuring Ollie. But where has it gone?
I know, isn't it shocking? My daughter and I went for a walk around Mount Maunganui last weekend. Thank goodness we did. It's one of my favourite walks, and I don't think I'm going to be able to do it for a long time now.
No.
The whole mountainside's on one side has fallen down, and I think the hill is so unstable, they'll close it and not allow anybody to walk until they can cure it up and make it safe.
Yeah, tragic, absolutely tragic. But isn't it interesting that we seem to be getting this weather? This is a few years now we've had these things right in the middle of January, in the middle of summer.
Yep, monsoons. Weather coming more subtropical every year. It's just the way that Mother Nature's taking us. But you know, one of the biggest things that really breaks my heart, remember when Gabrielle hit and I spent a lot of time down there with my band doing soup kitchens. And I'm looking at all that damage down there again, Opotiki and Gisborne, and it's just massive, and it's 90% being caused by all the slash that has just jammed everything up. And in all this time, in all these years, nobody's done anything about it.
Yeah.
Nobody's done anything. It's still just pouring into the rivers everywhere.
Yeah. And I read an article in the Herald the other day in regards to the forestry owners wanting to have or not have legal responsibility or something for it. So, yes, it's going to be an ongoing challenge. But I tell you what, one thing that's really frustrated me with all this rain is this is when all our summer fruit's ready. I've got blueberry bushes absolutely laden with blueberries, and I've just been out not so long ago, and they're all like splitting and squishy and
Does that mean I'm going to get some lovely blueberry jam or blueberry preserve or something soon?
Nah.
Funny, what if they come and do it for you?
Isn't it funny? Blueberries are weird things. I think that they're quite gritty. So I've tried making blueberry jam before, even squeezing it through a bit of muslin cloth or whatever, but it's just quite gritty, and I just don't like the texture of it. I think they're either fresh or in a muffin. Yeah.
Oh, well, I'll do, muffins work for me too. It works. Milk, put them in a cake. I love blueberries. All these house sits that I'm doing, I've got these wonderful people up in Whangarei. So I've got massive, I mean, it's only three trees. They only planted them for their own little pick and eat them fresh thing. But they are so laden. It's like punnets and punnets and punnets of blueberries, and they don't know what to do with them. You know, they're just totally at a loss. Everybody's got massive amounts of fruit.
Yeah.
All the plum trees, everything. So that's one beauty of going through this tropical zone is the fruit is loving it. You just have to get out and pick it really, really fast.
I know. Otherwise, we've got a peach tree full of laden with peaches as well, and very suspect to rot. So yeah, with this humidity and this rain. So yeah, that's one thing that's really peeved me off is all this lovely fruit. But I tell you what, I do with the blueberries. I do freeze them so I can have them in my porridge in winter. But if any of you know of something what you do differently with blueberries, if you're like me and you don't like that gritty, that texture that they leave, if they're in anything else, let us know. Love to know some recipes out there.
I would be interested to know too, because I've made blueberry jam and I've never found them gritty. So maybe it's a type of blueberry. And you know, when you buy blueberry jam or blueberry preserve, it's not gritty.
The problem is you take out so much stuff, it doesn't taste anything like blueberries.
Yeah, no, but I also think because the whole blueberries that I like to buy those whole frozen blueberries and use them in all sorts of things, and they're never gritty. So it must be various different types of blueberry, I think.
Maybe so. And also check out where those frozen blueberries come from when you buy them as well. It's not always from New Zealand. So interesting, isn't it? Checking out some of these things. Do you know how great old Watties, who's that kind of New Zealand, stalwart, isn't it? It's been there for years and years. We've got to be careful too what you're buying from them when we just kind of think, oh, that's a New Zealand company. No, not all the time now.
So yes, I read a while ago that they actually import fruit from all over the places because they can get it imported cheaper than what they can buy it locally. Now, how ridiculous is that?
I know. So isn't that a real challenge for all our fruit people? You know, they're growing the fruit and then the local people don't want to take it. Bit of a mission. But anyway, any of us out there that do have fruit on the trees, if you have been hit by all of this lovely, all of this rain we've had this summer, yeah, let us know what you're doing with it, because you can only eat so much fresh.
Everybody needs to buy big freezers these days. I'm just unpeeled, un-everything, shove it all in the freezer, girl.
But this is the challenge. Our houses are a lot smaller these days, so we can't have those big freezers anymore. Oh, the first world problems that we have. Yeah. So, and what have you been doing in this weather? Have you been out walking in this lovely weather? And
well, I've been looking after my cats and dogs and things like I do. I've got a real challenge going on. I have a diabetic cat and I've never had to give injections to a cat before. So it's really quite interesting. And the injections have to be very time related. But the bloody cat doesn't turn up when it's supposed to. So I'm supposed to be doing these injections with a 12-hour gap between them, like 6 o'clock at night and 6 o'clock in the morning. But the cat came home at 8:30 one night, 7:30 the next night. Talk about being naughty. And it's like, how do I do this 12-hour gap? And I can't get it too out of sync because when the owner comes back, she's got to go to work. So she wants to do the injection at 6 in the morning. So she can go to work. And it's like, Samba, you come back, you naughty cat. Stop staying out and playing all night long just because mum's away. So
isn't that interesting? Diabetes in a cat. Is this because maybe we're, you know, all of this food that we're now kind of feeding?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure it'll have something to do with all the preservatives, all the chemicals and things that you get in the food for the preservatives, that we've now got animals being diabetic as well. But it's really interesting because they, you know, Samba's been around for 11 years, so I don't know how long Samba's been a diabetic cat, but he's a gorgeous cat. He's a very big cuddly cat. And he quite happily sits there and like they showed me how to do the injection and but they just said, oh, lift the skin up, stick the needle in, bang, and that's it, it's done. So it seemed easy enough, and so I didn't ask any questions because I didn't know anything, did I? So the second day I have a bent needle and I go, ooh, why is it bent? I definitely, you know, the needle's not long enough to go into the bone. This is a big fat tummy. And I thought it must be the skin or something, you know. So luckily I found the needle broke off. So luckily I found another needle to go in it. But I thought, gosh, I'm only into the second day and I've got 2 weeks to go. If I'm breaking needles like this, I'm going to run out of needles and I'm going to have to go to the vet. So I Googled it and there is so much involved in putting that injection in that they didn't tell me because to them it's logical. You know, and there's a whole pile of things that I knew nothing about. And I said to them, I know nothing about giving a cat a diabetic injection. So yes, there's all sorts of things. It has to go into the soft skin. You don't push it down. You push it straight in. You don't let the cat move because the needle is so fine that it will bend if the cat moves. You got to pull it straight out, not on an angle. You got to rub the skin to make sure that there's no moisture on the outside. I mean, it just went on and on and on and on. I'm going, oh, I didn't do that. Oh, I didn't do that. Very stressful, I can tell you.
Oh, that is funny. And probably half of it you don't need to do anyway, but that's probably the most thing. Isn't it funny, though? Our competence often is our failing. Because sometimes when we're, you know, we just know how to do things, we forget exactly to tell you the little things that you might need to know that would have made that a whole lot easier.
Yes, I know. Yeah. I know. And of course, now I'm living in fear that this cat, because you let it out, you lock it in at night so it's there in the morning for its injection. And I mean, it is a lovely cuddly cat. He likes being inside. So I let him out this morning, and then I did all this Googling, you see. And I'm going, oh my goodness, this is 2 days now, and maybe this cat hasn't had its injection, and it might fall over and not come back. And, you know, I'm just living in terror of this cat not coming back tonight now. I mean, how stressful can it get?
Oh, that is just so funny. Oh, my gosh. Oh, you'll be an expert after this.
Oh, yes. One more thing I've become very proficient at. I mean, I thought I'd got over my learning years. I don't need to learn anymore. The brain's foggy now with so much information. I don't want to learn anything more. But no matter what I do, I keep learning.
I just find that hilarious. And, wow, I think I might just have to Google that and find out too. I've never, ever heard of a diabetic cat. Isn't that interesting? And you think they might just give them some powder or stuff rather than, mind you, I suppose it depends on what type of diabetes you've got. Because in humans also, you need a little shot of insulin
Yeah.
I know. And when you think about it with the humours, you've got to give the shot of insulin normally in your thigh or somewhere like that where the skin's reasonably thick, you know. And it is a fine needle with humans in that as well. And so I guess it's exactly the same thing, you know, exactly the same thing.
Oh, well, there you go. Adding another thing to Irene's bow for 2026, you can go look after diabetic cat. So if you have a diabetic cat up there and you need it, depending, but let's just hang on a week, eh, before we make those decisions and see if the cat comes back.
I know. She's such a beautiful cat. Caramel, fluffy Burmese. Honestly, if she doesn't come back and I have to go searching for a dead cat, I'm going to be beside myself. It's going to be so awful. Absolutely. He's a much loved pet. He really is.
I just find that absolutely hilarious. So all the things that we do. And of course, you'll be loving it out there in this warm weather. You know?
Yes. And the beautiful thing where I am as well, I'm in a place where it's an old property that has been gifted to the council, and it's been totally replanted over the years with native bush.
This we were talking about last week.
I love it.
Yeah.
So I have all the native bird song morning, noon and night. It's really a lovely place to walk.
Oh, that's just awesome, isn't it? And we were looking at other places too that had been gifted from last week's show. And yeah, there's some really neat places out there that we can. And there's little pockets that, you know, none of us know about as well. So, oh, well, did you know what, Irene? We've moaned all day about, you know, the rain and things. Bring back summer. So let's just let everybody relax. Chuck on a few summer songs and catch them the same time, same place next week. I reckon, what do you reckon? The Beatles? Maybe?
Oh,
yeah, maybe even Seals and Croft, Summer Breeze. Yeah, see? Yeah. You guys know the one I mean. We'll leave you to it and we'll see you the same time, same place next week. Ciao.
Curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. Little light is shining through the window, lets me know everything's alright. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. See the paper laying on the sidewalk, a little music from the house next door. So I walk on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jazz gun in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jazz gun in my mind. Days of summer, the jasmine's in bloom. July is dressed up and playing her tune. And I come home from a hard day's work, and you're waiting there, all care in the world. See the smile of the arms that reach out to hold me in the evening when the day is through.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, winter.
Little darling,
it feels like years since it's been here.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
I say,
it's alright.
Turning to the faces,
little darling,
it seems like years since it's been here.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
I say,
it's all right.
Shows that connect you with your community. With brand new studios and expert support, we make it easy for you to create meaningful professional broadcasts. Share your culture, tell your story, or spark conversation. Your voice matters. 104.6 Planet FM.
E mohioana koe ki te kōrero Māori. Taringa is a bilingual program produced by Te Wānanga o Aotearoa, exploring a range of concepts in English and Te Reo Māori. You can hear Taringa on 104.6 Planet FM every Friday at 3:50 p.m.